Right on the board, lift up your eyes. Feel like the Lord's been talking to me some about this. I want to think about this morning the mission that God has for each one of us to do, and the work that He has for us to do, and the gift that He has for us. And I pray the Lord to bring it home to us that we can profit from these things this morning. I was thinking about the human part of us needing to feel our need, needing to feel that we're needed, needing to feel that what we're doing is worthwhile and that it has purpose. You know, we as people, we're people, we need that. We really do. You know, I think there's something God put in us to need that. And this morning, we're not an island to ourselves, but the Lord made us with purpose. He made us with a purpose that has something to do with others. And I was thinking about watching the different people and their natural makeups and natural gifts at work. And, you know, you watch a mother. It's amazing how they can work with those children. And it's amazing what a blessing that is, because God put it in there. And, you know, I was thinking about all the different aspects of little gifts that people have. Some people, grandmas, my wife is a grandmother, and for some way I don't understand, but she can take a crying baby and just quiet it down in a minute or so, almost all the time. I hardly know how that works, because it doesn't work so well for me. But, you know, there's gifts like that. There's needs. It's good to be needed, isn't it? It's good to feel that place. I was thinking about all the different natural gifts we have here this morning. The people that work, that do different kinds of work, the mechanics. You know, we can have a house, and there's those here that work on houses. Wonderful gift that God has given, a wonderful blessing to be able to begin to work and things begin to happen, and pretty soon you see what is being done. Many times people can't visualize it until it's there, and then they say, oh, I see what you're doing. But you know, then that person that does that has to get there and back. And there's nothing more frustrating, except maybe a computer, than getting in a car that won't work and you need it to work and you don't know how to make it work. But there's those that know. They come and in a little bit they have a pretty good idea of what it is. That's a gift, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing that God made us all so different. And then there's the ones here that work with finances, and that's a gift, isn't it? Without that work, without that oversight, without that taking care of things, companies would fail. It wouldn't be possible to operate. All those things are necessary this morning. And I know there's many others. There's painters, there's body men, there's the list could just go on and on. People that clean, people that make things look nice. That's all gifts. And not any one of us do all of them all the time. And not any one of us can fill all those places like they need to be filled. But we can kind of get by on a lot of different things. But people have gifts, and they're valuable, and they're needed. And when they're all at work, it is amazing what can happen. You know, God's work is like that too. There are gifts that work in his business. There are gifts that work in his body. The mission of the Lord, it is done, just as we mentioned, all the different things. And there's so many more. People that work on computers, I don't understand. Oh, they lock up and they do things. And all of a sudden, all your work comes to a screeching halt. It just, what's wrong now? And you have to call them. It won't work. Well, we all know what we're talking about here, most of us. But you know, this morning, the Lord has you and I in a strategic place, every one of us. And He wants to use our gift, and He wants to use us, and He wants to take who we are, and He wants to put a special blessing on it. And He wants to take us in where we're at and increase the gift that we have, or even add a whole gift that we didn't even ever think of, that we never knew we had, or that we didn't have. And God wants to give us those things because He has work to do too. And you know, this morning, it's good to be needed in a spiritual way, isn't it? It's very satisfying for the work of God to feel your place and to feel that you have a contribution, that God is able to use even you and me. You know, that is a blessing to feel that. It's a blessing when you know that something that you did mattered. Not because you feel proud about it, but there's a basic need that we have. And when we center up in God's ways, He designed life in such a way that when we center up in His ways, it fills all those needs. It just does that. It's not that we do it just for that reason necessarily, because that isn't going to get us where we need to go. But it can help us to know those things, can't it? You know, this morning in John 4, I want to read a few verses here that Jesus spoke, and think about them just for a minute. In John 4 and 35, it says, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest." Now Jesus, he didn't mention anything about computers in any of his work. But he said a lot about agriculture. He said a lot about the things that he was familiar with, the things of his day. He said a lot that related to those people. But you know, he said, "Don't say there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." Jesus was saying something here that He really wants us to get a hold of and put it into our heart and our mind and realize Jesus is saying, don't say someday, don't say out there, don't say, you know, there's coming a time that I think God's going to be able to do something. He said, lift up your eyes. The harvest is white already. He says here, they are white already to harvest, the fields are. "And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal." Now we're talking about something that makes all of these other things, cars and houses and computers and all those things, pale in the sight of. He said they reap fruit unto eternal life. Folks, this morning, the Lord wants us to lift up our eyes above the beggarly and meagerly things of this life, and lift up our eyes to realize that He has work to be done, and He wants you and I to be a part of it. And He has many different places, just like we do in life. He has a lot of different places. And sometimes we feel like, because my gift is not somebody else's gift, well, I can't teach, so what can I do? I want to tell you something. Give the gift that God has given you. The Lord naturally has given us all something we can contribute. And He wants to take us and He wants to bless that. And He wants to give us something spiritual also that will bless the world and bless the work of God. But so many times we're so taken up with that thing that is natural, just our natural gift, the thing that we just fit in, we feel so good at doing. And God is saying, lift your eyes up. Lift your eyes up and look. I have something for you to do that brings eternal rewards. I have something for you to do that brings a satisfaction down in here that the things of this life cannot bring. And the Lord is telling us, lift up your eyes. I want to challenge us this morning that we find our mission and our gift and our place in the body as soon as possible. That we begin to seek the Lord to say, Lord, what can I do? You know, Peter one time, he looked at John, I believe it was, and he said, and Lord, what shall he do? And the Lord let him know that that was none of his business. You take care of Peter. You've got a job. I told you what to do. You know, this morning, the Lord is looking at you and me because he wants to bless us. I really believe that many times we never connect the dots between the responsibility of God, the dots between the work and the blessing. We want the blessing. We wish for the blessing, but we don't realize that that blessing is in our death. It's in our death to what we would do and to what we would find that we always like to do. You know, the Lord doesn't leave us without blessing us. We heard this morning in Sunday school that there hath not left houses or lands or mother or father or any of those things and more that he has not rewarded 100 times more in this life, those things. You know, that's the scripture and it cannot be broken. Do you know that we're dealing with eternal principles this morning and we want the blessing? Then let's begin to bless. Let's begin to pour out into God ourselves. Lord, I want myself to be yours. I want you to use me like you want to. I want you to please use this gift. Use this body. What kind of gift do we have? Oh, a lot of times we feel like we don't have much to offer. But I will tell you what the Lord does. Just as we all know that story so well about the little loaves and fishes, but when it was given to God, it fed the multitudes, thousands and thousands of people, maybe 5,000 men, not counting all the others that were with them, the children and the women and all of that. And it fed all of those. The Lord wants to take what we give him and he wants to have it and he wants us to be the recipient. Do you know that when they fed all of those, you know what they had left over? What they have at one of those times, 12 baskets full, did they not? And that went back to them. And they had far more than they gave. They had far more. Maybe, I don't know, the disciples took it or whoever took it, I don't know. But it came back, didn't it? And so they themselves were blessed. This morning, I want to challenge us. The Lord, he sees the need that we have in here to be fulfilled. He sees, because he made that need. That's why he sees it. He made that need. He did not make that need to be fulfilled in our natural, mechanician, carpentering, whatever ability. That need is only partially fulfilled in that way. But when it is linked and allowed God to use those things, then it becomes something that fulfills the life and fulfills the heart. You know, this morning we go on and it says, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors. You know, this morning, that's the way it happens so many times. We are all laborers together. There were the prophets that began to speak the words of life many years before. They began to bring the laws of God to these people. You know that Jesus and the disciples built on that? You know, they took that law and they brought life with it, didn't they? They brought the message of the gospel of life to people. You know, the Lord today wants us to lift up our eyes and see that He wants us to bring life to people. He wants our life to bring those things whereon we might have bestowed no labor. But our little message, our little work is part of the gospel of God this morning. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored and ye are entered into their labors. You know the teachers that were faithful among the Israelites at the time that taught the law? They labored and were entered into what Christ did. It was part of the whole thing. Many of them rejected the Lord, but they labored together. John the Baptist. Now, what did John the Baptist do? What did he do? He passed off the scene so young and all that. You know what he did? He provided a very valuable place. He introduced the Savior to the world. He brought him. He baptized him. You know, John the Baptist had a very awesome place in the world's history, in the gospel. And yet, what did he really do? He ushered in, didn't he? The Lord used him. You know, the Lord, He died and He entered into our labors. You know, He set the stage for what we enjoy today. Do you know the disciples, the apostles that wrote letters to us so we could understand the things that Jesus wanted us to understand, the gospel? You know, they are entering into our labors today. We didn't do that. We had nothing to do with this book being brought to us. I didn't even buy this Bible. Somebody else bought it for me as a gift. And yet what a blessing it has been. What a blessing we all have had by receiving. You know, we have received of those that went before us. We received during the meetings that we have. How we sat, almost spellbound sometimes, just enjoying. Just drinking in the Word. Message after message. Service after service. And don't we drink from the prayer that's anointed? Don't we enjoy the words of life that God has given? Don't we enjoy even the food that somebody that has a little gift for that I don't have fixes for us? You know, so much, don't we enjoy sitting in a clean chapel? Somebody cleaned it up the night before. I don't always know who did that, but somebody did. Somebody filled a place. This morning, I want to challenge us. I believe that God wants us individually and us as families to have a mission, to know what our work is, to have a place in the work of God, to see it. We want our children to grasp a hold of the flame. Get them in the flame. Get them involved in it. Get them up close. Let them be involved in the work of God. What work is that? I don't know for you, but I believe every one of us has a place. If our place is no more in our mind than just to help others, do you know that if we don't help someone else do their job, they have to do the job we would have done, which may keep them from doing the work right on the front with souls? Do you know, we enter into one another's labors, don't we? It is very critically important. But the thing that we forget is that God is wanting this thing to be a blessing to us too. And so many times we see the cost, but we don't see that in that cost, in that death that we make to ourselves, in doing the will of God, in that is where the life comes out. It's in that corn of wheat being planted. It's in that acorn being planted and losing its identity and giving it its life that the tree grows. And so many thousand other acorns come along. You know, this morning, I really think many times we don't connect the dots between the spiritual blessings, the fruit unto life eternal, the things that would flow in our life and make our life complete, because we live selfishly if we're not careful. All we have to do is do the human thing. We enjoy, don't we enjoy our lives, guys, on our jobs? Don't we enjoy that? No, sure we do. We really enjoy that. Some of us really love the things, and even in this natural life. But do you know that if that is where we stop, and we don't yield to the Lord to give ourselves to Him and His mission become our mission, you know, we not only are the losers, but so is our family. So are those that we would touch in our circle of influence this morning. I just want to encourage us that the Lord has a great work to do. And He tells us, lift up your eyes. Get your eyes up. Don't say the harvest is in 4 months. You know, when I'm 60 years old, I'm going to retire. And I've heard this kind of idea. Then I'm going to give myself to the work of God. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It don't work that way. It isn't going to work that way for you. Hardly ever. But you know, this morning, if we as a child, young folks, listen to this. If we as a child begin to give to the Lord, do you know that He will take that? He tells us, does He not, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and present that to Him. He's the one that does the work. He's the one that cleanses our life. Present it back to Him. Lord, now what would You have me to do? Don't we know that the Lord will take that little thing and He'll begin to use us? Look around for the places that we can fill. Begin to ask the Lord and pray, Lord, I want You to use my life. I remember when we were young, Rosie and I, and we didn't know. Sometimes we talked about it. It feels like we don't really just fit into everything like we want to. And we were pretty active even then. But, you know, we began to pray, Lord, give us a place in Your work. Give us, use our lives. I don't want my life to come to an end and all I did was this life. You know, this morning, I believe if we'll pray and ask God to include us in His plans, to use us, I believe what we'll find is there's a multitude of blessings that will come flowing back. The 12 baskets full, how many times how many fishes and how many loaves? How many times that was there? That's the way it is. That's why the scripture says, there hath not left houses or lands or children or all the father, mother, that He doesn't reward 100-fold. That's the way God does it in life. But many times we don't believe, do we? The Lord wants us to lift up our eyes. Get our eyes up. Lord, let me follow in Your ways. I want to be a part of what You're doing this morning. There's the work of God that will prosper. And I will tell you what I believe and I've found. He puts His fire the song says, when your soul, the perfect price hath paid, God will send the holy fire. When we place ourselves in God's hand, do you know God will begin to burn and use our life? He just will. He just will. And we might be thinking, well, I don't feel any calling to teach. Do the things that God has given us to do. Be a part. When there's work to do, be there. Set ourselves there. It's part of God's plan. Put it into your life. Don't make it last, make it first. Put God's will first in our life and everything else coming behind that. And I know there's a lot of, you know, we have to work. Well, we have to do that, don't we? Most of us men hold down good jobs. God wants us to do that. It's part of His work. It's part of His gift. But on the other hand, let's don't let that be our only focus in life. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 6 to 9. Paul writing here says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. You know, we would be foolish, very foolish to try to take credit to ourselves, wouldn't we? We in ourselves, we wouldn't even have breath if it wasn't for the Lord. Much less anything to give to God. We're only giving him what he has given. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. They're one. They're one in the same, they're the same work. The one that plants is not always the one that waters. The evangelist that comes and preaches is not always the one that pastors or that waters. He's not always the teacher in the Sunday school room. In fact, seldom he is. And he leaves and goes on. Maybe he planted. Maybe the seed took hold in somebody's heart. Folks, we need those that take up the burden, the mission of the work of the Lord. When we see people come, have them to our house. Feed them. Get to know them. Become a part of the work of the Lord. If we can't do that, find some other way to begin to help. Make sure we speak to those that come. Make sure that that we do what little bit that we can and let God increase it. I think we'll find that he will. For we are laborers together. Let's see. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. You know, I know that it is a sacrifice to become a part of anything. It's a sacrifice to our time, even if it's our job. There's something we give up for something else. But the reward that we get back, I believe, far outweighs those things. In Psalms 126 and 6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Now that is, again, agricultural. He that goeth forth, he sweats, he toils, bearing precious seed. And it's relating it to spiritual things. Shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's just a principle that God has put in place. I want to read over here where we're all very familiar, Romans 12 and 6 to 8. I know these things we've heard before, but I believe they are so central to our life. This is one of the keys to spiritual prosperity. If we don't do this, and we live a selfish life to ourselves, and we don't yield to God our gift, I will promise you, your life is not going to be very, very blessed by the blessings of the Lord. It'll be pretty dry. 12 and 6 to 8 of Romans. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. You know, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. You know that sixth chapter says, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. You know, I believe the Lord has a different amount. He don't require the same from everybody. But what he does bless is when we give him our all. When we give him our heart. And when we say, Lord, I really want you to use my life. I really want to be what you want me to be. And sometimes I believe that's one of the more fearful things that we do as people, because we want full control and we're afraid of what the unknown, afraid of what God might call us to. I will tell you, if you want the hundredfold blessing, give the little loaves and fishes you've got. That's the way to it this morning. Before we go on, I just want to say this. I believe it's one of the healthiest things we can do in life is to find the way the Lord uses us. Ask Him, Lord, how do you want to use my life? Because He does. He wants to. And maybe we don't know what to do. We've probably all been there. Lord, what do you want me to do? Ask Him. Make yourself available to Him. And be ready to tuck in your pride and do it. Because it's not always what we would do for glory's sake. But the Lord can use us if we will let Him. It gives purpose to our life. It is His gift through a life. And the Lord made us that way. It opens doors that nothing else can open. You know, we can push and we can try to open doors for ourselves, and we can shove on things. But I will tell you, when God begins to work through us, doors will open. Our gift will make room for itself. And I believe that. I believe many times our natural gift and our spiritual gift may overlap some. The Lord doesn't just discard us completely, but He wants to use what we have. And I just want to urge us this morning. I really feel like this is the answer to many, many needs this morning. Lord, use my life. I want you to use it. And I want to be ready. I'm here. Lord, what would you have me to do this morning? The scripture says in Luke 6 and 38, these are all things we've been reading a number of scriptures. Luke 6 and 38 says, give, this is Jesus' words, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Now, what is this concept that the Lord keeps presenting to us? What is the concept of that? And we're not, money is just a small part of our life, although it's a big part of our life in a way too. We have to have it. But you know, this morning, our life, that's what I'm thinking of. Give and it will be given to you. Open your doors to your life, to your heart. We want comradeship or whatever. We want to feel a part. Open up and start giving. And I know I've said this here before, but I remember it seemed like there was a time I just felt like, well, I don't seem to fit into the circle of things. As you know, it was like I didn't fit into the center of things. I was kind of out on the outside. But you know, the Lord helped me to understand something. You go start ministering to those that need it. And I started doing that. And what I found was, I remember one that I started going to visit that was having troubles, and they kept falling back into smoking and different things like that. You know, every time I would go, it was like the Lord, something happened. The Lord just lit things up. And at first, there was times that it was very awkward because I didn't know how to visit with people hardly. And it seemed I was shy. I didn't want to. I didn't like to visit with people like that too often. I wanted to draw back. But you know what I found was? Give what you got. There's somebody that has a need over here. Fill it. Somebody that has a need, start filling it. You don't have anything else to give, give that. And you know what I found, as I said, then things began to unfold, and it was like, wow, Lord, the Lord gave me scriptures and he gave me things to say. And I was so amazed at that. You know, that's what the way the Lord works today. Give what we have. And pretty soon he'll increase that and make us able in ways that we didn't know of. But what the Lord will do is he will measure back to you. And I believe that it's a concept in his word that we give and we plant our little acorn and thousands come back as the tree grows. I was thinking about the very nature of Christians. Christians are givers. Do you believe that this morning? Christians are givers. While everybody else is taking, their whole life is about centering all the streams down into their pond. Open everything coming into to me. I want to feel good. I want to do. I want to set up for myself. I want to do all of these things. That's natural, isn't it? But the Lord's way is so different. He wants there to come out of us a fountain of living water that just flows to many people all our life. He doesn't plan for it to ever get stopped up and to slow and to stop. He said in Psalms 1, it speaks of the leaf not withering and that he bringeth forth his fruit in a season. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The concept that the Lord gives is give and it shall be given unto you. And then it starts talking about what shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and running over shall men give into your bosom. Now, how does that work? The Lord's just telling us a little concept here. Now, do we do it for that reason? No, it wouldn't work like that. But you know, when we begin to give to the Lord, Lord, I don't want to be selfish with my life. I want my life to be a fountain that flows out. I want my home to be a place that you have given me and that I use for your glory. And that I have people there. I want to make it a place where it can bless other people. I want those that don't feel accepted, that don't feel centered up in things, that maybe don't know where they're headed, I want them to find refuge here. You know, this morning that takes a sacrifice, folks. But what I found is that give and it shall be given you. Good measure and running over shall men give back into your bosom. You give a little love and they give a lot. You give a little love a lot of places and pretty soon you find flowing back the blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. That's true this morning. Doesn't mean we're not going to sorrow in this world. It means we're not going to sorrow as the world sorrows. He doesn't add any of that sorrow with it this morning. In Acts 20 and 35 is kind of that one, a scripture we've sort of been alluding to or quoting. Acts 20 and 35. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You know what the word blessed means? It means, it comes from a word meaning supremely blessed. By extension, it says fortunate, well off, blessed, happy. Happier. You know, that's what that word means this morning. Lord, teach us to use our gifts. Teach us to open up our hearts to folks. Teach us to open up when it's time to pray. Ask the Lord, Lord, would you have me to pray this in this service? Lord, would you have me to be a part here? You know, I don't believe in just all of it being our works. We're working together with God. We're asking Him. We're working with Him. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of needs we can fill just by knowing they're there. And sometimes we need to do that. It'll be a blessing to our family. They'll begin to see the blessing of so much other, while the world in sin, in suffering, in unholiness and unrighteousness is searching after all they can get for themselves and never finding it. And the Lord says, give. It'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Thank the Lord this morning. I believe this with all my heart. In Mark 10 and 42, listen to this that Jesus said here. Mark 10 and 42, but Jesus called them to him and saith unto him. I'm going to read 40 and 41 first. But to sit... I'm sorry, Matthew 10. That's what I'm looking at for. Matthew 10 and 42. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. You believe this morning? Then give the drink. Give the drink a cup of cold water. The refreshing that somebody needs. Somebody that has troubles, you want to be blessed? Take time out of your schedule a little here and there. It doesn't mean we can't do anything we want to do. Take some time and go bless them. Give them a little love. Take them by something. Take them by a little visit from your family. Sing a song to them. You don't have to stay long. Be a blessing to people. You see somebody out in the world that's not saved? Go talk to them a little bit. Try to get a little relationship with them. Give them some pointers. They're needing pointers too. They need to know the ways of life just like we do. We so richly have this Word of God to guide us, to direct us. They don't have that. Some of them don't even know anything about it. And yet, shall we say, the harvest is yet, sometime in the future. Lift up your eyes. Look on the harvest. It's white already to harvest. Do we not see all around us souls in trouble? Somebody gave me a letter. There was a fellow that visited us probably a year or two ago. He came to the altar. He wept. He cried. He was in trouble. Next time I visited him, it was in jail up here. And now he's writing a letter from prison. And he says, will some of you come to see me? And he wants that. I feel an obligation. I've got to see this man. You know, this morning he wrote it. He didn't actually write it to me. He wrote it to some others and they gave it to me. I'd like for some of us to go and to visit this man. Do you know those little things God turns around and blesses? It takes a Saturday or a night or whenever. It takes some time. But I want to tell you something. Put your life in God's hands and watch the Word of God be true. And watch Him bring back to us more than we ever thought of giving or ever could have given. Didn't have the ability to give. In 40 and 41 of that same chapter, it says, he that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Oh, this morning, Lord, teach us your ways. Please use our lives. Please use the gifts here this morning. Lord, let us, I really believe, when the water starts flowing, the grace starts flowing through us. Do you know when we come together, it matters? When we come together and that's been flowing through us, it'll start bouncing around here too. It'll be a blessing to one another. And I just want to encourage us this morning to let the Lord use our lives. We had a number of other scriptures this morning, but I just want to, Lord, would you use our lives? I want to look at the parable of the talents here this morning before we go. Matthew, the 25th chapter. You know, listen to what this says. We'll just read a little bit of this, I suppose. But Matthew 24 and 14 and 15 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is, it's as a man traveling." It's like a man traveling. He's going to go away and leave his stuff for a while. "Into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." That's what he says. The kingdom of heaven is like this. He's leaving. And he's leaving it to others to manage for him while he's gone. "And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." And he left. And he put responsibility in people's hands. Do you know this morning, there is responsibility in your hands and in mine. Whether we have 1 talent or whether we have 5 talents or whatever we have something because we're all servants of God. He's left and he's left us something to do. What is it that is our gift? What is it that the Lord uses us at? Let's find our place and let's ask God, "Lord, I really want you to use my life. I want you to use it in a way that blesses other people." And we don't have to move or go some great place to do this. We can start right where we're at. Begin right where we're at. There are needs everywhere. If you cannot find enough needs, I can probably help you find some. Some of us here can help find some needs to fill. But you know, I believe it starts real small like that. We just begin to do God's will. We begin to fulfill the things that He wants us to do. And then He involves us in many other things. But what happens here with these talents, we know the rest of the story. They came back, and the one that had 5 talents, he said, the Lord told him, he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, "Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 talents more." His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." And the same with 2 talents. But the one that had 1, I believe the Lord used this because he knew this was the way it was. The ones that have 5 or 2 talents, many times they just keep on and things keep piling on them. But folks, we all have a talent. We all have a place in the service of God. We all have a place here when we come here too. We have a place to pray for this service before we come here. We have a place to come here and pray and seek the Lord. We have a place to come here and testify. Now those are just small little things, but we also have some other things the Lord wants us to do. There are needs. Let's fill them. There are people that need our help. Let's reach out a little bit to them. Let's look for the place that the Lord, the work at hand, communicate the vision and burden of the Lord to our children. You know, we want them to pick up and believe, don't we? We want them to believe the truth of the Word of God, the Scriptures. We want them to have a real experience with the Lord. The best way to do that is to let it flow through our life. Let that water come up in us, and we might feel like, "Well, I don't have much to give." Then give what we have. Maybe we don't have much to give. Give the little fish we've got and watch what he does. Give it in sincerity. Give it in love. But give it. And I know we're all very familiar with Anna and her place in the Bible. Do you know that Anna was an old woman, 84 years old, I believe. And you know, she departed not from the temple, but stayed there fasting and praying and seeking God for the people and for the work of God. Whatever she was looking to the Lord for, her family. You know, Anna was in a place that was very valuable. You believe God heard those prayers? I'll tell you how much God heard them. When He sent His Son into the world, she was one that He wanted her to see Him. He wanted her to recognize Him. This is my Son, whom I've sent. Meant something to God, didn't it? Now, Anna could have said, I'm an old woman. I can't get out. I can't even walk to see my neighbors. I can't do anything except just waddle around. You know what Anna did? Her place was put in the Bible because of the value of her work. And God saw that. And it's written. These things weren't written by accident. They were written by inspiration of the Spirit. You know, this morning, the Lord wants us to take what we have and not see, not look at, I don't want to do that. Sometimes we don't. That's a natural feeling. Sometimes we don't want. We want to do just what we want to do, don't we? We want to sit in our chair, or we want to go fishing, or whatever we like to do, or we like to work all the time, or whatever it is. We want to do that, don't we? I will tell you that many times the blessing of the Lord is wrapped up in the responsibilities that He wants to give to us. Responsibilities for other souls. Responsibilities in the work. Responsibilities to pray. To seek the Lord. I want to urge all of us, before we come to services, to kneel down and say a little prayer. Lord, have mercy on our services. We need to hear from You. We need anointing in our services. Lord, I want to get what You want me to have. I don't want it to go flying over my head. Lord, what do You have me to do in this service? You know, this morning, we see many times we wish for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. It's wrapped up in the responsibilities. Unwrap them. Take them upon yourself. Give yourself to God in holiness. As the Scripture says, give ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We can't give our life to the Lord if it's filled with sin. We can't give ourselves to the Lord if we're still needing salvation. The Lord wants us to be saved. He wants our life to be holy and given to God. Let's pray and ask God, Lord, I want You to use my life. If there's anything between me and You, I want to know that I'm clean and I'm right. And I will tell you, it will help you to stay that way, to be a part of the work of God. It will make you a part of what God is, and His grace is there. It's in that place. It comes flowing up through your belly, as the Scripture says. And it flows out to a world that has many needs. And who is the greatest recipient of it all? You are. We are, aren't we? We will receive back, pressed down, running over. Will men give into your bosom? Will God give into your bosom? Thank the Lord this morning.